HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has moved the Calcutta High Court challenging the Nandigram election she lost to Suvendu Adhikari. This was Banerjee's first electoral loss in 32 years. Banerjee's petition has alleged that the votes were not counted properly. Adhikari won the seat by 1,956 votes and went on to become the leader of opposition in the Bengal Assembly. He switched to the Bharatiya Janata Party last year. A suspected unit of Chinese cyber soldiers targeted Indian telecom companies, government agencies and several defense contractors, a cyber threats intelligence company has said. It disclosed what it said was technical evidence of these operations and links to a specific People's Liberation Army unit. The findings were published by the US-headquartered Recorded Future. It earlier this year reported evidence of sustained Chinese cyber operations targeting India's critical infrastructure in the power and ports sectors. The unit exposed in March was called Red Echo, while the new group has been identified as Red Foxtrot. Three student activists charged in connection with the 2020 Delhi riots have been released from jail. This came on a trial court's order for their immediate release. The court also criticized the police for delaying the verification of their permanent addresses. JNU's Devangana Kalita and Natasha Nawal, and Jamia Millia Islamia student Asafiq Balton has spent a year behind bars. They were arrested in May 2020 for allegedly inciting violence in northeast Delhi during communal riots in February 2020. The exposure of children to COVID-19 has been similar to adults, a serological surveillance study has found. The study was spearheaded by the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. It addresses fears that a third wave of COVID-19 could disproportionately affect children. The presence of antibodies against SARS-CoV-2 among children was 55.7% across five study sites, in comparison to 63.5% among adults. The samples for the study were collected between April and May. It would not have detected antibodies of those who got the infection during the second wave. A potential rise in interest rates in the US by 2023 could slow down foreign fund flows into India. This will come even as domestic liquidity is expected to provide support to stocks. The US Fed's hawkish comments on Wednesday night sent markets worldwide into a sell-off mode. Ultra-loose monetary policy stances by global central banks so far had flushed equities with abundant liquidity, especially during the pandemic. Indian markets extended weakness for a second straight day.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.